From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 21st. Brock here, June 21st. Five stories from across the league straight ahead. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Football, impenetrable room inspires Curaçao to first World Cup point. Curaçao goalkeeper Eloy Room equals the record for most saves in a World Cup match, as Dick Advocaat's side earn their first ever point in the tournament with a 0-0 draw against Ecuador at the Kansas City Stadium. Next, second, from PFD Alt 20.68 million watched Friday afternoon's US World Cup win. Suddenly, soccer sells. Friday afternoon's match between the United States and Australia from Lumen Field in Seattle generated a combined audience of more than 20.68 million on Fox, Telemundo, and Peacock. Fox announced preliminary viewership of 14.781 million for the match that began at 3:00 PM ET on Friday. According to NBC, the Spanish-language broadcast on Telemundo and Peacock averaged 5.9 million. Both numbers are preliminary. The official numbers likely will be higher. Via Matt Clapp of Awful announcing, the Fox broadcast was the most-watched show on a Friday afternoon since the US. Up next, third, from Awful announcing, WIP's Hugh Douglas is so f**king tired of the Jalen Hurts conversation. Jalen Hurts is on his way to being the most accomplished quarterback in Philadelphia Eagles history, but you wouldn't know it from much of the conversation around him. All Hurts has done in six seasons is lead the Eagles to five playoff appearances, three division titles, two Super Bowl appearances, and a Super Bowl championship. However, a perpetually negative perception and narrative around Hurts paint a picture of a bad teammate who constantly causes internal frustration and raises questions about whether he's really the right guy for the job. And then, fourth, from Awful announcing, Fox revealed preliminary numbers on Saturday showing that the Australia match averaged 14.781 million viewers, making it the most-watched Friday afternoon telecast on any network since the England World Cup match on Black Friday in 2022, 15.38 million viewers. Australia delivers strong viewership across Fox, Telemundo. Even on a Friday afternoon, the 2026 FIFA World Cup group stage match between the United States and Australia brought in another impressive audience for Fox and Telemundo. The 2-0 win over Australia made for the third most watched men's World Cup group stage match. Next, fifth, from MMA Fighting. Video, Bea Mesquita scores first-round comeback armbar at UFC Vegas 119. Bea Mesquita nearly suffered her first loss before roaring back to score another finish. On Saturday, Mesquita took on Melissa Mullins in a preliminary women's bantamweight bout at UFC Vegas 119, overcoming a tough start to keep her undefeated resume intact. Mullins came out looking sharp early, and Mesquita's striking defense nearly cost her as she got cracked in the first round with her chin high in the air. Mullins tried to take advantage and jump on her, but Mesquita clinched to buy time, with the two ending up on the floor with Mullins on top. Up next, sixth, from MMA Fighting. UFC Vegas 119 video, Vinicius Oliveira delivers brutal elbows to finish Andre Fili in featherweight debut. Vinicius Oliveira made quite a first impression in his featherweight debut at UFC Vegas 119 after earning a second-round knockout over Andre Fili on Saturday. Of course, his win didn't come without a little controversy after Oliveira unloaded several brutal elbows in succession, and it appeared he blasted Fili to the back of the head just before he earned the finish. And then, seventh, from MMA Fighting, Dricus du Plessis vs. Kamaru Usman headlines UFC Oklahoma City. Dricus du Plessis is facing a former champion in his return to the octagon, but it's a former welterweight title holder. The UFC announced Saturday night that du Plessis is set to face Kamaru Usman in the main event of UFC Oklahoma City. The card takes place July 18 at the Paycom Center and serves as the first time the promotion has hosted an event in Oklahoma City in nearly a decade. Du Plessis competes for the first time since losing the middleweight title to Khamzat Chimaev at UFC 319 this past August. Next, 8th, from MMA Fighting. UFC Vegas 119 video, Murtazali Magomedov pulls off rare Scottish twister submission to tap Melsik Bagdasarian. Murtazali Magomedov won't forget his debut at UFC Vegas 119 after he locked up a rare Scottish twister to finish Melsik Bagdasarian in the first round. The end came after a few striking exchanges led to Magomedov securing a takedown and then eventually looking to take the back on his opponent. Up next, 9th, from MMA Fighting. UFC Vegas 119 live blog Manel Cape vs. Kyoji Horigachi 2. This is the live blog for Manel Cape vs. Kyoji Horigachi 2, the flyweight main event for UFC Vegas 119 on Saturday at the UFC Meta Apex. Currently ranked No. 2 in the UFC's flyweight rankings, Cape has an opportunity to solidify a title shot and avenge a loss on Saturday when he faces Horigachi. Cape and Horigachi first fought in 2017 in the Rizin Bantamweight Grand Prix that Horigachi went on to win, after he submitted Cape with an arm triangle choke in the third round. And then, 10th, from MMA Fighting, UFC Vegas 119 video, Navajo Sterling unloads barrage of punches, elbows to melt Ion Cutelaba in second round. Navajo Sterling stayed undefeated with an impressive finish over Ion Cutelaba in the UFC Vegas 119 co-main event. While there were plenty of back-and-forth exchanges, Sterling eventually overwhelmed Cutelaba after trapping him against the cage where he just started unloading punches in succession. With Cutelaba just covering up and doing nothing but covering his head, Sterling unleashed a few nasty elbows that gave the referee no choice but to stop the fight, with the end coming at 3:23 in the second round. "I told everyone that I was the next big thing," Sterling said after his latest win. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow.